Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Oh, you sound good today.
Am I dewy?
Yep, you are dewy.
Dewy.
Glistening in the first light.
Right.
Yeah.
We were talking today at work about, I don't know, words that just feel icky, like moist.
Right, right, yeah. That's a classic. It's classic.
And I said, yeah, I kind of like dewy.
And by kind of like, do you mean are horrified by?
No, just, you know, her dewy whatever.
Right, right.
He pulled out his dewy whatever. So this lady visits like a couple times a month to do counseling for people. She says, you know, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say dewy in a sentence. And I said, sure you have. Dewey beats Truman.
You piece of shit.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
You know what that is? That's fun for everybody.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah. That's a how did she react?
Kind of angry. kind of like your face probably looked when you said asshole.
See, the trick is it's how quickly you kind of bounce back from the asshole, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about how quickly the asshole bounces back.
Yeah. You know, you can bounce a quarter off of it.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. How is the Bratwurst Festival?
Oh, it exists. It is. Yeah.
I don't ever remember actually having Bratwurst there, but I think I only went when I was real young and I wasn't hip to how good sausage was. That particular kind of sausage. Meat. Yes, tubed meat.
I wasn't hip to all that tubed meat kids are talking about.
shaped for
everybody's
quick insertion.
Deep in the tube meat. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh no, no, that was it. I kinda can't believe it's already that time. It's gonna be Oktoberfest before we know it.
Right. Yeah. No, it's fine. It is what it is. It's a rural gathering of Trump's base to go eat tubed meat.
Yeah.
Chance to get that scooter out on the street, you know?
Yeah. If you don't get it out there every once in a while, you lose your street legality.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of like copyright law.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know,
you got to use it or lose it.
Your hazard triangle depends on energy it gets from the street.
Oh, it's like the brakes on a Prius. Charges the whole thing right back up.
Yeah. Oh, that's how that works.
Yeah, that's one of those. I think it's a thing on a lot of electric cars. They use the friction from the brakes to charge it back up.
I don't think that's accurate.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's not a perpetual motion machine, but that's a way that it feeds back into itself.
Do they save energy by using the heat from passengers' genitals for the heater?
Of course. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's plugged into a wireless matrix.
Look at the dewy heat rising up from.
I can't believe you've done
rising
this.
Up from whatever. Yeah. It doesn't really matter how that sentence finishes.
Yeah. No, it's,
banter.
Yeah. Did you go to appease your daughter?
No, we had a booth there doing an outreach.
Oh shit, for your work. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Right, right,
so
right.
So I was
right.
There all day.
Yeah.
There is a food truck, like a real food truck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Legit, clean, nice, and everything. It's called Trucking Delicious.
Is that the truck that was outside of that that bar that we went to?
No. No? I mean, that was like nachos, tacos, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. It's a very confusing sign, huh? Trucking Delicious. Well, did it live up to the name?
I don't know. I didn't go.
Oh.
I just watched it all day. They didn't have any customers.
Huh. Well, probably because of their filthy, filthy, profane name.
They don't want to come. Right.
Yeah. They should have called it Dewey Beats Truman.
Dewey Beats Truman.
Oh, hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I don't know.
210?
Is it?
Yep.
Hmm. You'd think you'd stop asking me that. So it's episode.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
But you. 210 of the internet comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah. My your name is?
I'm Chris.
My name's Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses.
Mm-hmm.
Long week.
Big,
big week.
Big week.
Yeah.
Long week. Huge week.
Huge week.
Hey, but did you see that Tiger Woods' toxicology came back from his DUI?
The one back in 2009, the one that kind of ended his career?
No. The one on, like, the one in May.
Oh, I didn't realize he was
beginning
still.
Beginning in June.
Okay.
Yeah. He had, he was on Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC.
Jesus Christ. Throw some propofol on there.
It's just like there's that video montage of him winning, and then the music sinks. but success has a dark side.
Oh man, yeah, that the Dilaudid
like
in there,
stoned out like mugshot.
Yeah, Dilaudid ain't nothing to fuck with.
Oh yeah, man, when they put that stuff in my IV,
yeah,
it like felt like life was being squeezed out of my chest. It was scary.
Oh yeah, that's huh.
They gave it to me for the kidney stones.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I've never taken Dilaudid. I just know that anybody that I know who's had it, they've gotten it as a direct result of horrible motorcycle accidents.
Oh. Like, yeah, no, it's good though. I mean, I just skip straight to the intravenous. So
yeah, it didn't mess with that pill shit.
No. What am I, a heathen?
What am I, middle school? Jeez. Yeah, I didn't see that, but that so did he crash because at that point he was technically a man-sized puppet who was being controlled by the strings of fate? I do not see how a person can move under their own power with that.
Yeah. He was a giant puppet. All I could think of was like a Muppet.
Oh yeah.
Like the Tiger Woods Muppet is the only really white Muppet. Just one long episode of Tiger Woods realizing that he's a Muppet and that he's a white Muppet looking in the mirror trying to figure out what happened.
Are you okay? So is this, he just wakes up one day and he's a Muppet and he's trying to do this, or is he trying to stop as he is slowly transformed into a Muppet? Like, did he get Henson's curse?
He takes the multicolored galaxy of uppers, downers, screamers, gassers.
Right.
And then he becomes the Muppet.
Okay. All right. So that, like, that is the form that he ascends to.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Huh. Is he trying to still have a career? Forgive me, because I haven't really paid attention to him.
Nah.
No?
He's trying to colon roll a Twinkie.
You get the nutrients faster. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I just wondered. It was a lot of drugs.
That was just a whole bunch of drugs.
Right.
So feel good hit of the summer.
Whole bunch of drugs.
Yeah. Huh.
We made it.
Was that your story?
Nah, it was just a comment. It wasn't just actually a story.
Okay, yeah. Did I tell you that I got a speeding ticket?
Yeah, like the last time you were here.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to let that pass. It's been
had to confess.
Well, the statute of limitations is up. No, I know it's been a month and a half, but we don't record very frequently, and that was a first for me when that happened.
I did it. See.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did it.
Can
too.
I do it again?
If it wasn't for those damn kids.
Oh, we the show got a shout out in a video game.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Okay, is this a real video game or is this one someone self-published?
I mean, it's an independent game, but it's a really huge game. It's our buddies that made West of Loathing and Kingdom of Loathing.
So I've gotten at least two actual word clues and two tone clues that tell me that I need to back off being critical of this.
Okay, so it's our buddy. Yeah. It's our buddies. Okay. What was the
Come
other
on.
Word clue?
You can do it. Yes, you can. Yeah.
No, it's a very good video game, and they included some network kind of stuff. I thought it was just going to be like one or two little things, but no, like there's a whole location where all of your party members, their dialogue makes an allusion to a duck feed show, and those damn Rockets is one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I figured I would relay that to you because I was very surprised when I saw that.
Oh, yeah, you have to screen capture that.
I think I will.
And blog it to me on the DL.
You think I won't, but I will.
Blog me, blog you. No, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's becoming meta. Is that
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that meta?
I think maybe.
Okay.
It might be meta.
Okay.
Hey, Chris, you have a story for me?
Yeah, that's so fucking meta. All right, so this is less of a story, more of a discussion about the nature of humanity and what's left of it.
Okay.
So the other day, a federal judge gave Tiffany and Company.
Oh, the next door neighbor, neighbors to the Trump Tower.
That's a breakfast place there, right?
Yeah, yeah. They serve excellent crepes.
Deep Blue something? What?
Deep Blue something?
Yeah. Yeah.
And literally their name. Yeah.
It's literally their name. So they give Costco had to give Tiffany's $20 million. Because Costco was selling engagement rings called Tiffany engagement rings. Now, there is one thing to know here is that you can sell a Tiffany engagement ring, but it has to be like a Tiffany setting because there's this, you know, specific styles that Tiffany's has, I guess, made or done that became standard in the industry. So it is a Tiffany setting.
Okay, so you can make a non-Tiffany set wedding ring and call it a Tiffany ring, but if you call it a Tiffany ring and it has that setting, then it is infringing on their trademark.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp. Yes, that is accurate.
Okay, so they made the mistake of doing a Tiffany setting and then calling it a Tiffany ring, even though they're not.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And so they got $20 million.
Okay.
So the estimate in the court thing was that Costco had sold 2,500 of these Tiffany engagement rings.
Jesus Christ.
Resulting in $3.7 million in lost sales to Tiffany and Company. Then there was damages like, I don't know, $8 or $9 million. Anyway, what I'm trying to figure out is I kind of thought that Tiffany was like an upscale name. You know, like,
yeah, like, you know, that's just a, you, like, you, a you thing, associate, you know? That, like, there are Tiffany. Like,
you wouldn't think that there would be a store brand Tiffany ring in Costco. Just common sense would tell you that, right?
Right. Like, I wouldn't expect to buy a Rolex at a Dollar General.
Right.
Yeah.
So these people, did they think they were buying a Tiffany engagement ring, a Tiffany and Company? Because here's the thing. Here's one Tiffany ring for $137,500. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one for $17,000, $65,000, $27,000. And these are used.
Right,
so
right.
I mean,
they're used, but they're probably
less,
like vintage, right? So they're not made anymore, so they would be much more.
I don't know. I mean, here's one. It's not vintage, and it's $137,000.
Yeah, I don't see jewelry as being a thing that has like a depreciation, right? I don't think you deprecate that cost. I think that is neither here nor there. But those are very costly rings,
right? So I don't see why they Costco lost the lawsuit. Because there's no one in the right mind who thought that they were, oh my God, look, they have this $140,000 Tiffany ring on sale for $899. Wow, this Costco membership's really paying off.
Oof, yeah.
Thanks, American Express.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I think that it would set a weird precedent, and that's probably why the court sided with Tiffany, because the second so trademark is kind of like Santa. The second any one person stops believing in him, he stops existing. Okay,
kind of like America.
Right. So the American dollar. Right. It like trademarks exist solely on the collective faith that this is a genuine thing. The second you stop enforcing those, it ceases to be valuable. And then that case can be cited as precedent for any number of things, you know, down the line, and their international implications as well, stuff like that. So I don't think that it's a matter of people like legit mistaking one for the other, because if somebody, you know, has it in their head that they want a Tiffany ring, they're going to know what Tiffany is. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I think it was more for maintaining the status quo.
Well, there's a bright side.
Right. I'm sorry that I gave you a sensible answer for that. But I think that there's also the matter of like, so what if they did? So what if they thought it was a Tiffany's thing? Like, I don't know, if you put two of those things next to each other, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
Well, maybe Costco lost because that was their defense. Well, so what if I did? What are you going to do about it?
They already made the money.
Right. Did I tell you I got a speeding ticket?
Oh man, I just feel like who's going to catch me? They're never going to figure out these rubes. Oh shit, we're on the record. Oh shit, we're on television.
Please buy
our stuff. Buy your casket from us. Oh, they're knockoff caskets too. Fuck.
Hey, y'all are on the monitors.
They dissolve. They dissolve as soon as they touch soil. Weird.
That's odd.
Yeah. Oh, so it attracts burrowing scavengers. Okay. Huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They should have thought through. If I told them once, I told them 1,000 times. You should have thought it through.
I miscounted the men.
it's dumb. Oh man, I've got a story that feels like a little bit of a follow-up. We talked about the Fatberg, right?
I don't think so.
In the seven years we've been doing this show, it feels like we would have talked about the Fatberg, because that was such a prominent story. Do you know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Fatberg?
No.
Okay, this is something that was retrieved from the sewers of London.
I remember this.
Okay. So yes, you do remember this,
because I would have told you the story about when I went to that sewage treatment plant, about all the body oil and grease and stuff that it was washed down drains, and ugh, how they form it into these like big booger looking blobs.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of one right now. Just the idea that any of this grease that makes it into the sewers, either off of bodies or off of very often through feces or just by pouring it down the drain.
It's mostly KY.
I don't know. It just makes my flushing go super fast.
Wow.
Got to grease some pipes. Yeah. But they'll mix in with specifically like non-dissolving toilet wipes or whatever. And just they block stuff up. It basically just wrecks shop. You know, who knows? This is a story that I think that it's published on National Geographic. But there's one paragraph inside of this that I need to share, because it is as horrifying as it can possibly be. And I think that collectively, this isn't to shame a particular nation, but it is to decide that, hey, we're having a lot of trouble drawing lines nowadays about like what's acceptable and what's not. I don't know that anybody would, it's strange what people will defend sometimes. I think we can all get behind this. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to read this paragraph to you. In China, fat from sewers and traps is illicitly scooped, cleaned up, though not well, and sold on the black market as gutter oil. In cheap restaurants and street stalls, your dinner might even be cooked in gutter oil.
Oh my God.
So crazy.
That is the worst thing I have ever heard.
It's really bad, isn't it?
In my entire life.
China's food safety problems have no better symbol than the illegal and utterly disgusting problem of gutter oil.
Oh my God.
Chris, I can't believe I broke you. It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Oh my God. That's wow.
To reiterate, this is illegal, something that Chinese authorities are trying to stop and not use by all street vendors, but it is thought to be widespread.
Oh. How much? What do you mean? Okay, it's cleaned up.
there's a video here. There's a video here. The making of gutter oil. It's like
are they like filtering it or?
Yeah, it's like a.
Can you imagine what that smells like?
It's like a. Oh man, they're sucking it up out of the holes in the street,
lapping it out of a bowl.
Yeah, there's like transfers that are going on, and they're removing the solids out of it. Yeah, no, it's like a mass filtration and almost like distillation kind of thing. In April, Chinese authorities uncovered a gutter oil production ring that spanned 13 cities and over 100 people who somehow acquired rotten animal parts and boiled down the fat into oil. The sting, which came after a five-month investigation, yielded 3,200 tons of the stuff. Authorities estimated the black market producers had already sold a stunning $1.6 million worth of their products. So.
Don't ever speak of that again.
I can't believe I found the wall.
We need. No. Yeah. I can.
I found the wall.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I don't even know if I could let's just let that marinate.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like we're tricking ourselves if we think this is the only that's the only place that's happening. Like those are not the first people to figure out how to do that.
Sure. Oh God.
Chris, tell me a story.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
I please, yes. some dude's out fishing in St. Augustine, Florida, and he's got his line in the water. He's enjoying nature, and a drunk woman swims up, calls him a motherfucker, bites his fishing line, and swims away with his lure. Meet me.
Okay. What now?
20 they called the cops.
I mean, out of concern for this woman, because if you're drunk enough to do that, you're probably too drunk to be able to maintain a good swim.
Yeah. She was booked on suspicion of disorderly intoxication.
Huh.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Right. This country.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. Meep.
I don't know. Sometimes those lures look delicious.
I know.
The ones that are kind of like gummies.
Isn't there nothing in the story had her like having a hook in her mouth?
Well, you said she bit the hook.
I didn't say it. Said she bit the line.
Oh, she bit the line, and then took
and then hauled off.
Oh, well, you would have to be drunk to do that, because I can't imagine what it's like to bite through fishing line.
Probably not good.
No.
Wow.
I don't know.
You.
I'm trying to think. There have only been a couple of times where I've been drunk enough to Let me restart that. It's very rare that I've been drunk around water. And even though, like, it was like, oh, we're camping and we're going to go down to the water and, you know, it'll feel good to be in there because it'll cool you down, et cetera. And on the line, like, I can see that. The way that you framed this up, it was like she came down on top of him like fucking Jaws. Like, I can't imagine her swimming. Like, you would see or hear her coming from a very long way away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is what I'm thinking. You know, I just
right.
Maybe I'm projecting my own lack of grace onto this.
I don't know, man.
You ever been drunk in water?
You ever made love in a canoe?
It's like this beer.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's I suppose I have. I was thinking about having a special television set that is only used to watch National Geographic.
Oh yeah.
It has like a yellow frame.
Oh, it's like branded. It's branded content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It has the dial, but it's super glued shut.
I was thinking about a reality show that follows a cardboard recycling facility.
Yeah.
Owned by a lesbian couple. And we'd call it Box Hunters.
I would have called it Corrugation Nation, but okay.
No. I don't see how that relates.
I didn't hear you. I thought of that before you said the lesbians part of it. Yeah.
Corrugation Nation.
Yeah. You know, like cardboard, it's corrugated. It's fun.
Boy, if I was if I was homeless, I wouldn't throw that box out of bed.
Jeez. I don't know. I got cable.
I heard.
Yeah.
I got a text. It's going to be in the Christmas letter from the family.
Okay. Yeah. And Cole finally got cable. We can finally visit him again.
He's doing good.
He's doing just fine.
He hasn't gone down to Costco and got one of those Tiffany rings yet, but.
That's an investment. You take that and flip it. Yeah.
Good thing I got credit at Costco.
Costco is a fucking nightmare. I can't stand being inside of a Costco.
I wonder if there's an insurance market for people buying purchase insurance. Like, they buy the engagement ring and then the insurance either covers the whatever loss they take on the ring if she says no. Or if the marriage actually never happens.
Yeah. There's an article on theknot.com about engagement ring insurance 101. What it is, there are more than a few ways to insure your engagement ring. You can choose to purchase as an extension or also called a rider for your renter's or homeowner's policy. It can feel unromantic, but nothing sweeter than peace of mind.
Mm.
Huh. Yeah. I'm absolutely sure it's a thing.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
Who knew?
It's just being realistic, you know?
I guess.
Yeah, but all your eggs in that one basket. Thing.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. All those baseball players have the right idea, right? You just have like a bunch of families. You hedge your bets, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You hedge your bets.
Diversify.
Yeah. Do you know there are bathrooms in the New York City subways?
On the train?
No, the train is the bathroom. No, I'm talking about like the stations. But they're
for, are they like secret train driver bathrooms?
Yeah, they're secret train driver bathrooms. All the public ones had been sealed up because, you know, for obvious reasons.
Because they were a great place to overdose.
Yep, or fuck, or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
The same, or bug someone who's overdosed.
Yeah. But nothing good happens underground. There is currently some not like legal action, but a little bit of outcry from the labor unions because, you know, even though
you're gonna say alt-right.
God, see, I can't even laugh about them anymore. You just surprised me with it, but I'm not laughing about the alt-right. No. So nothing good happens underground because sometimes, you know, you're just taking a break at work. You have to go and rock a deuce, pop open that door. Chris, what's inside that room?
I don't know. People making meth?
No, a dead body.
Ooh.
Oh, dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun.
Not just the bathroom. Sometimes it's the break room. Sometimes it's the lunch room. There are whole like facilities down around these stations, you know, where people, you know, where people work. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's a workplace for the MTA. So if somebody dies in the subway, mm-hmm. and there's a procedure that they have to go through because they have to determine, okay, is this a homicide? And if it's a homicide, they have to set up a crime scene, you know, do some kind of investigation.
Then they call Bones?
Yeah, then they bring Bones in to tell them. Chris, I've never seen Bones. What'd she do? I thought that was more about older crime scenes.
I don't know. Cole, it helps if I listen, because I thought this was a story about how the labor unions got the bathrooms reopened when they popped the locks on them.
Oh, people started like shelving dead bodies away. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah. You really ought to listen, because this is a common occurrence. I think that's even, I think it's a little bit more buck wild than that.
Okay.
Because, you know, somebody dies. Is this a homicide or is this an accident? Is this a suicide? Regardless, you can't just leave the body out on the street. You have to like take it and put it somewhere, sometimes for several hours while you're waiting for the medical examiner, to show up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you know, they take them and they don't actually have like a body closet or whatever. So sometimes you put them just, you just wing into Bernie's.
I do.
Okay, Chris, you're an exception to a lot of rules, laws actually as well. I guess what I'm saying is the government has said you can kill. They'll take them and put them just around wherever there's a chance, which raises the question, man, you couldn't have put a sock on the doorknob? Because at least at that point, like, it's pretty upsetting to think about your coworkers fucking in a room. It's not as upsetting as walking in on a decomposing and possibly like run over by a train body. You know?
Uh-huh. It's not good.
Yeah. So I mean, just like a body closet. Take something, you know they're not cleaning these places anyway, so just put them in the janitor closet.
Mm. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Hey, Cole, here's a story that made me think of you.
Oh, fun. This won't be insulting.
And it's the headline, as always. It reads, Zeus tortoise spends 2 weeks on the lam.
Is it fucking that lamb?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a parasite tortoise.
Okay.
So it's not like living on the lamb.
Okay.
So, like, huh. So the tortoise escaped to its area in a Japanese zoo. They lost a 121-pound tortoise whose max speed on dry land is 0.17 miles per hour.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Japan's a small country, you know?
Yeah. So they found the turtle in 2 weeks. She was spotted on a hill 160 feet from where she was lost. Yeah.
Wait a minute. If I had a spreadsheet open, I would actually do the math on that, because it couldn't have taken her 2 weeks to get that far. So maybe she did some laps.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. That's I like me a turtle. I would very much worry about a turtle on the loose anywhere, because. Mm. You know, you know what people think, right? People think there's treasure inside them turtles.
Well,
it's the friendship you made along the way. No, they take a hammer and crack them open and try and get the treasure out of it. Turtle treasure is not a thing.
Turtle treasure.
Turtle treasure.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was perpetuated by the Super Mario series.
That guy from Entourage. Because looking for lost no, pirate booty.
You're thinking of Turtle's biopic, Turtle, colon, National Treasure.
National Treasure. My bad.
Yeah. I forget. I get Turtle and E mixed up. Turtle's the fat one?
He was, yeah. And E was the redhead.
Okay, he was the redhead, and Matt Dillon was the Matt Dillon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was.
they didn't bring like in Mark Wahlberg to play Matt Dillon.
No, like the half brother of Adrian Grenier or whatever his name is.
Vinny
Chase. That's right.
Right. Aquaman.
He was Aquaman.
I absorbed something listening to you watch that show.
Gotta wait. yet you refuse to learn about Mad Men.
Not that I refuse, it's just that I keep falling asleep.
Whatever. Oh, wow. That reminds me. Alexa, order more gutter oil.
I have to edit that out.
The oil is now Foods grapeseed oil, 16 ounces. It's $8.07 total, including tax. Would you like to buy it?
No.
I also found Mobil 1 120,764 synthetic motor oil, 5 watts, minus 30.
Alexa, stop. There's no gutter oil on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. You have to go to the secret Amazon.
Where is that?
Yeah, Amazon Subprime.
Oh, is that the link at the bottom of the PetSmart website?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotcha.
No, you have to go there. So fire up your Tor client, go into the deep web, and you get all the gutter oil you want.
My Tor.
Yeah, you know, your Tor.
I think that's how that's pronounced.
Tor. Yeah, T-O-R, Tor.
Is it?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know. It might be one of those words that I've only ever read. Could be making a huge ass of myself.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
Yeah. It feels like we're beating up on Asia. However, this is a story that also took place in Japan, so it makes sense to segue to it.
Okay. Japan, go.
Japan, go. What happens when your country is having a resurgence in tourism, when there is an industry surrounding bringing people in to see your ancient arts, but there are not enough practitioners of those ancient arts to staff them?
Really?
What you get is a ninja shortage.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there are all these all these places that want to show off Japan's legendary ninja. You know, they're ninja warriors, and they are having a lot of trouble finding the people with the necessary skills, these ancient combat arts, you know,
including arts, yes,
right. Chris, I'm really gonna need you to focus and not just say every 10th word that I say.
Yes, I completely agree with what you say.
Yes. So you have to throw shuriken, you have to fight unarmed, you have to know acrobatics, and concealment, and just in case one of you nicks each other, a little bit of first aid.
Is that it? Because I would have thought that they would have to know how to finish him.
That's advanced.
Oh, gotcha.
That's not Showtime Ninja. Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, Showtime Ninja on Stars. Yes, that's now confusing.
I'm gonna teach you how to make a nice chair out of that spine. Do you have a body closet?
So, like with any shortage, you have different places popping up to meet it, right? So, mm-hmm. Out of Nagoya, there is Senshoka Co. And also, oh my gosh, where is that at?
Senshoka Co. Sounds like a Chinese company or Japanese company that makes like bleached flour.
The dearth of ninja is in sharp contrast to 2016, when more than 230 people from around the world answered an advertisement for a 1-year contract with the Tokugawa Ieyasu and Hattori Hanzo Ninja Squad.
Squad.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's what a group of ninjas was called.
Yeah, you know, you have to get out there.
That wasn't on the ACT.
Ninja is to squad as goals is to squad. Yeah, I just thought that was funny that they have a shortage. They're even importing it. There's one of the applicants to this ninja agency is a 20-year-old American, which shows a nice inclusiveness for the ancient arts.
Squad up, cuz. Squad up.
Yeah.
Pick a number between 1 and 3.
2.
Perfect. More Asian news.
Jeez.
Chinese couple sent their teenage kid to internet addiction treatment camp.
Okay.
They're boot camps for internet and gaming addictions that have become popular in China. They're using a harsh military style discipline on the attendees. They beat the patients and use electroshock therapy.
Jesus Christ.
The kid that this one couple sent, he died at one of these camps.
Oh, my God.
The camp promised, quote, psychological counseling and physical training. Said no corporal punishment would be used.
So psychological counseling and physical training, ... of a sort.
So the kid who went to gaming and internet addiction boot camp was taken into medical attention wherever that is in China. He had 20 external injuries.
Jesus Christ, this is depressing.
And internal injuries. His cause of death is not yet known.
Maybe it was all those injuries.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Well, thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Hey, Chris, do you want me to tell them what they can do?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and check out the different reward tiers that we have there, the different milestone goals that we have, new shows and content and the like. It's a lot of fun. It makes a huge difference for me. And really appreciate everybody who's given us support along the way. Additionally, tell your friends about the show if you think they're going to like it, and come back next time. Sorry, America.
Sorry. Oh, you forgot.
What?
You needed to remind them to preheat the oven. Search YouTube for gutter oil. Watch some videos while you cook Blue Apron.
You're really upset by gutter oil.
That's not the copy, but they can run with it.